Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
The book of Mark, the fourth chapter, the 26th verse, says this. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up, spring and grow up. He knoweth not how." Now, the book of Hebrews, the sixth chapter and the 17th through the 19th verse, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs a promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Before Noah ever cut a tree, hammered a beam into place, or entered an ark, Genesis 6:9 first said of him that he walked with God. Before David ever brought down a Goliath, he first had to faithfully defend a flock and fight to the death with a lion and a bear. Before Samuel was ever the powerful prophet of God who anointed kings of Israel, 1 Samuel the third chapter, the 15th verse, said simply that he learned how to open the doors of the house of the Lord. Before Daniel ever found himself delivered from a den of lions, he was first found praying towards Jerusalem three times a day with his windows open, just like he had done faithfully before. And before Simeon ever held Jesus in his arms and blessed him, Luke said that Simeon waited for the consolation of Israel and was told he would not die until it happened. The common thread of them all, the thing that led or leads any and all to places of ultimate spiritual fulfillment and victory, is habit. That unrelenting, tenacious, continual day after day habit, practice, the practice of patience. The well-worn path of repetition through fair weather and foul, it's the groove cut into a life that's lived by repeated purpose, practice. Habit, to some, it might be just mechanics, lifeless routine motions without meaning. But to the one who sees something that no one else sees, it's much more than that. It's the habit of hope. That's what Jesus said when he was telling what the kingdom of God was like. It was as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Now understand this. This is what the kingdom of God was like. It was like as if a man should cast seed into the ground, plant it, in other words, and that man would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. That was what he said the kingdom of God is like. It's like somebody rising up night and day, night after night, day after day, again and again, waiting for the seed to spring up. He was saying the kingdom of heaven, it's just like a habit of hope. Day and night, watching and waiting, looking, expecting. It was not that the one who sowed was fearing failure, but rather he was watching and he was waiting daily with hope, looking for that day that finally, ever so slightly, there would be a break in the ground, the surface of the soil carefully opened, and there was the result of the labor, there was the result of hope. It grows up. He knoweth not how. He didn't know when it would happen. He didn't know how it would happen, but it did, because that is often the way that hope works. It holds to what is not yet seen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It endures, the word said, as seeing him who is invisible. Abraham did it. Look at this in Romans, the 4th chapter. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. God promised it to Abraham. You understand this? He called those things which be not as though they were. Abraham, who against hope believed in hope. There must be the habit of hope in each of us this day that takes hold of a promise that's been given to us by God. Rising daily, you understand that? Rising daily, we keep believing. We just keep living out the practice of it. We may not know how he's going to do it. We may not know when, but we hope on. We believe on. We pray the prayer with the vision in heart and mind that it's already answered. We call those things which be not as though they were. We pray in faith that the child's already healed. That they're already saved. We see the miracle in our heart and our soul already happening. We see the multitude fed before they are ever even hungry. It's not a name it and claim it type of faith. It's much more than that. It's defined determination, the habit of hope, that habit of hope in God that he will bring it to pass ultimately. We believe and we have that hope. Hope rests in the promises of God that are in store for us and not just about the immediate gratification that often our flesh wants, because hope can endure. Look at this, if you would, please. Hope makes us grateful for what we do have instead of making us fixate and complain about what we do not have. The habit of hope is content with the provision that God is and is not discontent with the process to that provision. Do you understand that? Hope makes me content with the provision that God is at that moment and recognizing that I have it and is not discontent with the process to that provision in God. This is important to understand. Look at this in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs a promise, the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Two immutable things, or two things that are unable to be changed, the counsel of God and the oath of God. The counsel of God is that he sees the end from the beginning. There's nothing new to God, nothing obscure in him, nothing that takes him by surprise, in other words. So as David said, as for God, his way is perfect. The counsel of God is perfect. It knows what is best for us. It knows the way that we should take. It sees how the seed should grow, even though we cannot see how the seed is growing, how the hope is growing. God's way and will and plan for your life, hear me right now, it is perfect. Even when it's not convenient or even when it's not comfortable, it is still right. It is still perfect. The oath of God is the promise of God. What he said he would do, in fact, God will do. He cannot lie. If there was the promise that was given, then rest assured there will be the provision given by God. God will not fail. He's promised it, and he will bring it to pass. And it was on and in those two immutable natures of God that Paul said that you and I can lay hold upon the hope that's set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Everybody, hear me right now, please, everyone. Everybody needs an anchor point. Everyone in this house, everyone in your life, everyone at your job, everybody needs an anchor point. That place, that practice, that habit, that prayer that keeps your faith firmly fixed on and in God, that you repeat it on a daily basis, that you live it out loud. That word that sustains when the well feels like it's going to run dry. That vision that sees through the cloud of thoughts of fear and despair. That anchor of the soul, that anchor of your soul that is set secure in the hope and promise of Jesus Christ, the Savior of our soul. That when the storm rages, when the storm surrounds you, you are still at peace because the habit of your life has taught you that he will never fail you, and you are anchored in that habit of hope, rising daily, looking, believing, anticipating, knowing that God will not fail because he knows the end from the beginning. And he knows what is best for your soul. So like a Noah, walk with God. There's an ark to build. Like a David, slay a few lions and bears, because you're Goliath, you will fall. Like a Samuel, learn to just be faithful. Let me repeat this. Like a Samuel, learn to just be faithful and daily open the door for God so you can walk through the one he opens for you later. Like a Daniel, pray. Like a Daniel, pray daily, looking toward your promise. Then you will not be afraid to face anything that tries to devour you. And like a Simeon, keep waiting. Please hear me, someone that's watching this right now. Like a Simeon, keep waiting. God will not fail you. Your habit of hope will bring you ultimately to your consolation. Start praying right now for that which is not yet as though it already is. Have hope in Jesus Christ. Rise up. Hear me. Somebody, do it. If you physically need to do it, then do so right now. Rise up. Rise up daily and expect to receive the answer, believing, because of the habit of hope that's led you to this place, because there's something growing in that grace of God in your life that possibly you don't see right now. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know where it's going to come from. I've heard your prayer. Through that habit of hope, there's a promise that you'll receive. Pray with me right now. Father, I thank you, and I give you glory and honor and praise that we have hope in you, God. Hope that this world may not understand. It may not make sense to our flesh. It may be beyond our sight. It may be something that we just can't comprehend. But God, I want you to know, I believe for everyone listening, we can have hope in you. And that hope maketh not ashamed, God. And though hope is deferred, it might make the heart sick. But when the desire, it's going to be, when it comes, it's a tree of life. And so, God, help someone right now that's listening to this, that's watching this, wherever they might be, with their family or friends, whoever is listening. God, I pray that you help them to know that their hope is not in vain, that they don't have to be ashamed, God, that that's the way your kingdom works. It's a habit of hope that we rise up daily and we believe. We rise up daily and we pray. We rise up daily and we know, God, that you will not fail us, that you will never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Help somebody to remember that right now that feels weary in the well-doing, that doesn't know where the answer is going to come from, and it might seem like a mountain that's insurmountable. God, help them to know in the name of Jesus, and I pray in the Holy Ghost right now, God, that they would feel it and understand it for their home, for their marriage, for their life, for their children, for everything around them. That you have not left them hopeless, that you are with them, and that you are mindful of them, and that you care about them. And help them to know, Lord, that they can repent and be baptized in your name and be filled with your Spirit. They can find salvation and hope through your word, through relationship with you. And so, God, right now, encourage someone. Help someone to continue on in that habit of hope of their life. But once again, this day, rise up. Stand strong to know, God, that you never fail. We give you thanks, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.